610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, it's about time for the question of the day. However, I was just alerted of something, and should we go to the Figgy News Desk?
Yeah.
All right, we now turn to the Figgy Fig News Desk as Jonathan M. Alexander is reporting some important news from the box of the owner, from the desk of the team owner.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about her, huh?
Yeah, man. Thank God I ain't reporting no Krista Harris news, but
we'll talk more about that later.
So Jonathan M. Alexander of the Houston Chronicle, he actually posted a piece about this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Hannah Manier on the Texans-Titans rivalry. She said, quote, "We have taken over Houston now. We've taken our fans back. They are just the Titans now."
Hold that.
How do you not love her?
Man.
How does anyone not love her?
I don't know. She's done phenomenal for this team.
That is so good.
We'll talk more about that as the show goes along. Okay, yeah. That was something that happened. I completely forgot about that. All right, let's get to the question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stephen Ruiz, he writes for The Ringer, does some really good work there for The Ringer writing about football, sent a tweet. I think this was either yesterday or a couple days ago, saying that he's often believed that, you know, the NFL should allow just one designated player on every team. Let me read this verbatim. "I firmly believe the NFL should allow every team to pick one designated PED user who is exempt from testing each season. If that was the case, which player would your team pick?" And I just wanted to throw that to the fans. That's the question of the day. Which player would be the Texans' designated juicer?
First of all, does he firmly believe that?
Firmly.
Does he really?
He's a writer. He picked his words very carefully, John.
Firmly believe that you should allow one PED user per game, team?
Per team. Not just for the season, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that is the season's PED user. I'm interested in the thing, and like, how you go about it, not just the person
mm-hmm.
that you're thinking of. But so give me a little bit of your reasoning on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. I appreciate this from the 713. Give Tunsil the juice. Laremy Tunsil.
That's a good one.
Maybe it sparks a mean streak in him that bleeds over to the rest of the line. I hadn't thought about, like, the roid rage.
Yeah.
I was about to say, hopefully it get to him mentally where he'd be ready to punch somebody in the helmet mm-hmm. or something.
What about Tank Dell?
What, to make him faster?
To get him faster and stronger.
How strong?
Break through a couple of
feel?
Tackles.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how much that's necessary for his game, though.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, that's the one that popped in my mind, but I'm not even convinced myself. You know, but little dude that can run even faster and break through more tackles.
Okay,
maybe
that wasn't where my mind went immediately.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I thought about, maybe interior offensive line, like maybe it's Juice. One, great synergy on the name.
Mm-hmm.
Two, right, like just get him some of that strength to allow some of that interior, the push that you need as well. Or
what about Kenyon?
Like, that's useful. Kenyon's another good one, but I do wonder like how much of his issues are just like strength or speed or whatever, and how much of that is just like a seeming inability to grasp and pick up like the assignments and those types of things.
Because
someone did bring up Kenyon Green as a possibility so that the first round pick isn't a waste. And I understand that line of logic, but I also wonder, like, where do you get the most bang for your buck on picking a player that is doing that stuff?
On the opposite side of the spectrum from Tank, he's already a cyborg. What if Will Anderson?
Mm. Oh, that is scary.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He would be like, just eating people.
He might actually eat a person.
He would just eat people. You can go one extreme to the other. Get the little guy stronger and faster, or get the cyborg into like an alien.
Yeah, see, that's where I was going to with this one. I was going to say Nico Collins. Like, that's already big and strong.
Big and strong fast.
If he's on the juice,
mm-hmm.
he might be way better than Calvin Johnson, man.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, no, you brought that name up, and I was like, oh, it's one of those, Calvin Johnson is one of those tough ones to bring up because it immediately makes your argument tough to make.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you put Nico on that juice, that could be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people coming in, no-brainer, juice.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, 832 Juice Scruggs. I think that absolutely, I'd like the strength that you get in the middle of the line. And that would be one fewer player that you feel like you would have to make some level of adjustment of for not just in this season, but moving forward. Offensive line is a really interesting way to go. How about this? Someone said Christian Harris, like just the HGH, man. Hit him with all that HGH and let him get back to playing football again.
I'm thinking about this.
What about Aziz?
Aziz would be another cyborg.
He might mess around, be Ray Lewis.
Yeah, he would be another one.
Correct.
Of those. The one that I'm like I said, I'm really thinking about this too deeply. But have you ever seen a 75-yard field goal?
That's came in on the 5-hour energy fan line from the someone said Kiami 346 Kiami 70-yard field goals.
Once they get to their own 35, he's on.
Yeah, as soon as he gets to that sideline, hey, pee in his cup. Do you want explaining the dude?
Do you want to encourage more field goal kicking?
You have 17 field goals.
It's a nice fallback, but do you want to become Pittsburgh Steelers Central, where it's just like, hey, we win with 7 field goals?
Yeah, but if you call a fair catch at your own 35, you got 3 points.
Someone said, screw it, give it to Danielle Hunter. Let's see just how strong he can get. Yeah. Like, can you? How low can your body fat percentage go? That's the question that I have to ask. Because he already looks like he's chiseled out of stone.
He's going
to
be looking like Ronnie Coleman.
Some other ones that came in. How do you feel about this? Someone mentioned Henry Toto. Smaller linebacker, could use the size and speed increase. Mm-hmm. He's already playing better, but could take a jump. Which is interesting because did you notice, because I didn't notice it mm-hmm. until the question was asked yesterday of D'Amico Ryans. The snap count for him definitely went down.
Because of pass protection.
Devin White, got him there. And yes, it was. And mm-hmm. he had a couple of plays where he kind of got lost or just was not able to stay on his assignment there. First of all, do you want to see him on a juice? And second of all, what was your read on that?
Well, yes, I do.
On a juicy juice.
And really, it was more like he had a couple of busts. I thought he played well against the run. In fact, I said it Tuesday. You know, I thought he and Jalen Petrie, we need to just admit that they're good. But he did have some misses in the pass coverage.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where they're just going to rotate him, consistently in that.
Yeah, Devin White, and what's interesting is you mentioned it. Like, it did feel like it was a move because of coverage. Mm-hmm. Devin White isn't a guy that I think of when I think of coverage.
He's faster.
Right? But he does have more athleticism and speed in that way. Someone, the name that has kept coming up that has made me smile, 832-713, on the YouTube by Wesley, some more people even, Jalen Petrie.
Oh, like, yeah.
You would actually turn him into a torpedo at that point.
Yeah, you would.
Hey, move up the linebacker, bro. Move up the linebacker. Like, you probably should play linebacker.
That would allow him to add that extra maybe like 20 pounds or whatever, make him like a full-fledged linebacker. And maybe that is like, and not that I'm trying to take anybody's job, but maybe there you go. Like, sit him next to Aziz and just let him play linebacker, really. Because I don't think you love his coverage as like kind of slot Connor, the slot corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like his coverage as linebacker in that instance?
Jalen?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I do appreciate from the 832 that texted in, why couldn't we have this when Brian Cushing played? Because that'd be a danger to everybody on the field. He might die. Other people might die. What are you talking about?
I
said what I said, and I'm not going to acknowledge what you're trying to point out, which is fair, but I'm not talking about
this overtrained athlete syndrome, anyone?
This dude tried to headbutt somebody without his helmet, with somebody having the helmet on.
Again.
What is wrong with you, man?
Well, we kind of could, speculate.
He did have a suspension in there, didn't he?
Overtrained athlete syndrome. Thank you very much.
He did have a suspension.
A couple of them.
I'm just saying. See that.
Why couldn't we do Brian? Oh wait.
Yeah, but that was with the rules. Yeah.
Well, hey, let's do Barry Bonds then.
Oh wait.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What has been proposed here is a designated PED user who's exempt from testing.
Okay.
So like, then he could go full bore with it. You know what I mean?
That's an example of what might happen.
we didn't even go here. What happens if you give it to Joe Mixon?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
What happens if Joe Mixon becomes the Hulk?
Get the hell out of here, Derrick Henry.
Do you even need an offensive line?
Imagine guys bouncing off his legs.
Man.
Maybe this is overthinking it as well. How about any of the tight ends that block?
Catoriano or Stover. Probably Stover.
No, yeah. Stover would be a Gronk at that point, man.
Yeah.
I love this from 713. And as we're the question of the day is, who would be the designated PED user if that was allowed by the NFL? And the question that text came in, give it to D'Amico so not he could coach and play.
Sure. Absolutely. Get well soon. He'd get right.
D'Amico getting reps as well. Yeah. Yeah. Someone give it to Weeks. Now we're just doing bits. Is that what's happening here? Is there anybody in the secondary that you would consider? Because it's been a lot of linebacker, a lot of offensive line.
How about Bullock?
Does he need it?
He's just lanky, you know? The ball finds him, you know.
Yeah. As a free safety, you
need. How about with a little
oomph?
Oomph. Hey, what about the tackling machine? Neville Hewitt.
Oh, he'd play 75 years.
Hey, he might rock bottom somebody.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay, so we've thrown out a lot of possibilities. Is there anyone? Someone said juice up CJ, let him throw 90-yard dimes. Actually, I had not considered CJ, and I probably should have. Mm-hmm. Also, like, one of the things I loved about this game against the Cowboys is that you could see instances where CJ, in trying to, you know, create a play, was like, I'm going to hold on to this one and just use my legs.
Yeah.
And it's been something that, I mean, Figgy, you remember, all the way back to Ohio State. It's like, hey, man, why don't you use your legs? Yeah. What happens if you make him faster? And so I understand he's not, like, the fastest dude, but, like, it seems
he's
like
not slowest.
He's not slow at all. Yeah.
Right. And so, like, you give him an opportunity to be even faster to where maybe he feels a little bit more comfortable utilizing his legs and making it that much more difficult on defenses.
Yeah. I'm in.
Will Anderson Jr. comes in again. Do we have a definitive? Do we want to come up with like a definitive answer for this?
Let's come up with a show answer.
I would say either Laramie or Will Anderson Jr.
Man, I'm not wasting it on Laramie, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if I was going to go
lineman. But the attitude, man.
Hey, man. Nah, I think that brother too laid back.
Yeah, he too
button up. Business,
so Will Anderson?
Yes.
All right, I'll let y'all overrule. I was going to go. I'm like, I'm going to go back to the offensive line. Maybe that says too much about what I'm. Yeah, Will Anderson would become a full game record at that point.
Yeah.
Someone said J.J. Watt was way ahead of y'all. He's been on the juice for months. Don't do that. Slander.
Hey.
Calm down.
Hey, let's wait till you get in the Hall of Fame first. Yeah. And then,
wow.
We don't want to do all of that now.
Yeah.
Slander.
Keep a lid on it.
I can't believe it.
Shut the hell up.
You're in the loop. You're in the loop.
The hell up before I bust that camera.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thirsty Thursday. All right, coming up next, we'll go around the NFL where apparently the Cowboys didn't get beat bad enough because they out here talking. Mm. We'll talk about that more next.